Earthquakes. There are thousands of earthquakes in New Zealand every year. Most are too small to be felt. Earthquakes happen when rocks suddenly break. If the break reaches the surface, a fault line is created. Faults. A fault is a break in the rocks that make up the Earth's crust, along which rocks on either side have moved past each other. Sometimes the blocks of rock on either side of a fault shift to a new position in just a few seconds. This sudden release of energy sends out seismic waves or shock waves. These waves are felt as an earthquake. Earthquakes in Māori tradition. Long before Europeans arrived, Māori had felt rū whenua, which means the shaking of the land. In Māori tradition, earthquakes are caused by the god Ruamoko, the son of Ranginui, the sky, and his wife Papatūānuku, the earth. Rangi had been separated from Papa, and his tears had flooded the land. Their sons tried to turn their mother face down so that she and Rangi would not see one another's sorrow. When Papatūānuku was turned over, Ruamoko was still at his side and was carried to the world below. To keep him warm, he was given fire. He is the god of earthquakes and volcanoes, and the rumblings of the land are made by him as he walks about. Anywhere in New Zealand. A large earthquake could happen anywhere in New Zealand, but some areas have more than others. Wellington is one of the most active earthquake regions, and Auckland one of the least active. Large earthquakes can still happen in regions with lower activity. This is best seen by the recent events in Christchurch. What can we expect in the future? Based on history, New Zealand should have 50 magnitude 5 earthquakes each year, 2 magnitude 6 earthquakes each year, 4 magnitude 7 earthquakes per decade, a magnitude 8 plus earthquake every century. But earthquakes are not evenly spread over time, and they often occur in clusters. A damaging earthquake could happen at any time. Before, practice your earthquake drill, drop, cover and hold. Talk with your family and prepare an emergency plan. Identify safe places close to you at home or school. Get your parents to fix, fasten and forget items at home. During, drop, cover and hold. Stay where you are until the shaking stops. If inside, remain inside. If outside, stay outside. Do not attempt to run outside. After, listen to and follow all instructions from adults or the radio. Stay calm. If you can, help others who may need it. Watch out for possible dangers or hazards. Remember, there may be some aftershocks. Remember your prepared action plan and follow it if it is safe to do so.